The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, over 100 people so far have been caught breaking the rules of the road by this new Garda lorry that you might have seen in newspapers or on TV or phone screens today. It gives them better visibility into the cabs of trucks or down into cars. Our reporter Alex Rowley has been in it. He's been out with the Gardaí from the Roads Policing Unit in Dublin to see Operation Umper in action.
So, my name is Robert Griffin. I'm a sergeant in Roads Policing in Dublin Castle.
So, you join us in an unmarked squad car. We're currently heading outbound on the N7 in Dublin. We're going to turn around and head inbound. We're speaking to Rob because we're behind something new, an unmarked Garda lorry.
Every time the truck has gone out in the last month, we've got very good returns out of it. Anywhere between 30 to 50 tickets for mobile phone and not wearing their seatbelts.
Is that a day?
In one operation, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's this operation work? What's the sort of game plan every time you head out?
So there's two Garda members sitting in the truck, one driving and one what we call the observer. So the idea is that the observer will spot a motorist committing a road traffic offence, we'll say, on the mobile phone. He will then radio back to me saying there's a vehicle. He will give a description of the vehicle, the reg number, if possible a description of the driver, and tell me either he's got the phone up to his right ear, left ear, or he's texting, or it's on some part of his body. I will then close the gap between myself and the truck, spot the vehicle that has been identified to me, activate the blue lights and sirens, pull them over, and then I will deal with the traffic stop on the side of the road, issue the ticket, the prosecution, and we go from there. If the person wishes to contest it in court, I can bring the Garda observer from the truck with me to give evidence of what he observed. This is a national initiative by our National Roads Policing Bureau and Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman. This is something that's going to be rolled out nationally, and each respective regional traffic roads policing unit will have access to this vehicle and will run similar operations under the title of Operation Umper.
Yeah. And is there any stories you can give us? You know, we might catch someone out here today now while we're here, but is there any mad stories that you have from catching people that you otherwise wouldn't have got them if you were in a normal car?
Yeah, well, nobody's expected. When you pull over the person and you say, did you notice the big white truck beside you? And they're, yeah, did you? I said, well, there's two guards sitting there. That's a Garda truck. And their jaws drop. Nobody's expecting that. And the truck is fitted with blue lights and sirens as well. So when it activates its emergency lights, people tend to get an awful fright, not expecting a truck to be a Garda vehicle.
Yeah.
But the passenger in the Garda truck will make it abundantly clear to the motorist that they're a guard and that they have seen them. So by the time I get to the window, it then also isn't a shock that they're being pulled over. You know, today already we've caught, I think I've 5 tickets already from just going up and down the N7. Just from what the truck saw. So.
Let's come back to Rob in just a second. For now, though, you're going to join us in the truck, which is heading inbound on the N4, back up the M50 and out the N7. This is Inspector Peter Woods driving, and Garda Des Griffin is observing in the passenger seat. So he has to look out to see if everyone's behaving themselves.
We can see the elevated position we have in the tractor unit here allows us to see not just into other trucks and other high-sided vehicles, but also down into cars beside us and see people holding their mobile phone down beside their knees, which you mightn't ordinarily see if you're in a normal patrol car. The advantage of the truck enables us to get much more detections than we otherwise would. The observer in the truck would spot the offence and pass on the details to the interceptor vehicles behind. And depending on the roads we're on, depending on the nature of the operation, we can use either marked or unmarked cars as interceptor units, or even motorcycles, if it's safe to do so. So the truck itself wouldn't normally be used to stop offenders. The details would be passed back to the interceptor cars behind, who would stop the offenders and issue the fixed charge notices. Having said that, we've already used the truck on one or two occasions to stop vehicles when it was safe to do so, in certain circumstances, but ordinarily it wouldn't be used.
And then as we're chatting, somebody gets spotted.
Well, he doesn't have a seatbelt, does he?
I don't think so. 103210, I've got a Artic blue colour. He has no seatbelt on, he's looking at me. The seatbelt's actually red, he's wearing a green top, but he has no seatbelt.
Roger, I'll put him in now.
Roger, that's him, yeah.
Just gonna hear the siren there, there's one.
So as you can see there, he had no idea that even when I was trying to identify myself, mm. the uniform, he was just looking at me, blank look at him.
Yeah.
He had no seatbelt, he was wearing a green top, his seatbelt was red in colour.
Okay.
So it's quite obvious he's not wearing a seatbelt.
And does that happen even on your normal duties as well, where you could actually scold somebody and they wouldn't recognise his guard?
Sometimes it happens, all right, but in trucks,
they're not expecting guards in a truck.
Yeah,
that's the thing, yeah.
And ordinarily, if you're in an ordinary patrol car, it's very difficult to see up into trucks because a lot of truckers have a side curtain and the curtain will be pulled slightly forward so you can't see their shoulder, can't see where the seatbelt might go. But when you're in a truck like this, as you can see, we pulled right up next to him. We were inches away from him.
Yeah.
So they can't hide.
So for people at home now, we're on the M50 just heading southbound. They've just caught one person there in the N4 inbound. A truck driver not wearing their seatbelt, and you could see right into the cab. Warned the driver, didn't realise it was the guards until the blue lights came on. And as we go along here now, you can see that the passenger guard is just looking down into different cars, gives a signal if it's okay to go on. And that's how the operation works. So normally there'd be a few vehicles following the truck. So even when you pull one person in, the truck keeps going. And following that, then there's another car waiting to pull somebody else over.
So with one in the bag, we take the turn off at the Red Cow and continue out in the N7. And a second one strikes.
301, we have a blue rigid. The driver does not have a seatbelt on. Yeah, we're outbound on the N7. Yeah, we're just approaching Junction 2. In a different world. No.
So at this point, Peter's beeping the horn, and you can hear Dez just actually tugging on his seatbelt, signalling to the driver to put his on.
So that's the second seatbelt fence in what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's the second. That's, you wouldn't have normally seen that if you're in a car or a bike, but now because of the height of the truck.
Did you see it?
Yeah, he saw me. He's put it on. But at the beginning, he didn't actually believe. He sort of gestured at me. But then showed him the side of my uniform, and then he went, whoop.
And would the truck have a siren as well?
Truck has, yeah.
Has all lights and sirens.
And then at this point, the second car that was following us, it's a Mars squad car, it was actually further back just so we weren't spotted, comes up and stops this driver. Another 3 penalty points.
No, he's got a red seatbelt on.
Okay,
so
right.
You can see it as clear as day.
So a lot of truck drivers would have a different coloured seatbelt.
Yeah, a lot of companies would have them, put them in, retrofit them.
When you're pulling over a HGV driver, then, I mean, let's say if there's something wrong with the truck, it's the driver that gets the fine rather than the company, is it?
Could be both, depending on the offences that they've committed. Sometimes you would go after the company, but at the end of the day, the driver's responsible for that vehicle that they're driving.
Yeah, so it's not a good enough excuse to say, sure, my boss said it's grand.
No. Not
and remember reason. Rob from earlier on, he was in the unmarked car, and when I was in there earlier with him, well, he's the person who stopped the first truck driver that we just pulled over. And here's what happened.
They initially tried to deny it. He obviously put on the seatbelt by the time I had pulled him over. He tried to say he had the seatbelt on. I then asked him, did he see my colleagues in the truck beside him? To which he said he did. And I said, well, my colleague would argue in court that he saw you without a seatbelt. And he was willing to put his hands up to it then, and he agreed that he wasn't wearing a seatbelt at the time. So he provided his licence and all that, and then unfortunately he said he's at 9 penalty points, and with these 3 penalty points that will have him serving a disqualification for penalty points. So, and as a professional driver driving for a truck, that that'll be very detrimental towards his career and his work life. But there's no excuse for not wearing your seatbelt. 12 penalty points is no comparison to a fatal traffic accident as a result of not wearing your seatbelt. So
why are the guards going through all this effort to do this? They say it's to reduce road deaths. And earlier on, when I was in the unmarked car going outbound on the N7 with Rob, we got chatting. And I'll just let you listen to this.
No, the idea is to have everybody compliant. This concept of guards must get their quotas and returns, like the goal is to have zero fatalities and accidents, and that's people driving correctly. So if everybody on the road was compliant, that's a better day for me. You know, I'm much happier. I'm pretty sure everybody would be happier, because you know, we're then not knocking up to a house to say your family member was on a car journey today in the M50. Can you please accompany us to the morgue to identify them? Do you know?
Can I ask you about that? Like, what is the emotional feeling for ye doing that?
Oh, it's probably the worst aspect of our job. There's people that would have a fear of seeing a dead body. That personally doesn't affect me as much as having to tell that person's mother or wife or husband or whatever their significant other is that person is passed away, and they now have to come and see that person in a morgue and identify them, which is obviously part of the procedure with the coroner and all that, and it can be an awful daunting thing for the family member. But for the guard's point of view, it's horrendously emotional, and it takes its toll. You can go your whole career without having to do it that much, or you can, like in a roads policing thing, you could see it more often than somebody in a, say, an office-based job, or, you know, something along those lines. So it takes its toll emotionally. It's hard not to sympathise and empathise with the person you're speaking to, because I have a family, I have parents and siblings, and it's hard not to picture your brother or your mother in that situation, you know. So, because at the end of the day, we're people as well, and we have emotions, and it does take its toll big time. Yeah, from a sergeant's point of view, I would make sure that guard, when they come back, is spoken to and is made aware of the facilities available to them, from the peer support scheme that we have all the way up to the free counselling service and the welfare assistance officers, that if they feel like they're struggling or it has affected them mentally negatively, that there is people for them to talk to, and it is important for them to know that, because it does take its toll on you. You can be told anything from a book, but nobody can train you for the reaction of the family member, because each person deals with grief differently.
Myself and Rob had quite a while to speak while we were there, and he said there's a lot of collisions that happen that could have been prevented. Things as simple as putting on your seatbelt, keeping your eyes on the road, using your mirrors, and not using a phone can save lives and reducing speed as well. So that's the purpose of this truck. It's to catch people doing things they shouldn't be doing. So be wary of every single truck you see, probably from now on, because it is coming to a county or a city or a road near you. And most importantly, the message from An Garda Síochána is to slow down, never drink and drive, never drug drive, and put your seatbelt on and never use your phone.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.